We're on the top of Tzadi Gimel Amid Beis, and we're just missing Omar Rav Chisda. Omar Rav Chisda, Gidud Chamisha U'machitza Chamisha Ein Mitztarf. And the classic case of Gidud Chamisha would be a mound, or the earth is a little bit raised, or what we call a tail, so that you have two chatzeros that are separated by five tfachim's worth of gidud, means the lower chatzer is five tfachim below the top chatzer, the higher chatzer, which is elevated by five tfachim. And in addition, there's a mechitza that was set up between the two chatzeros of five tfachim. So Rav Chisda says, Ein mitztarf. Achei okula begidud, okula b'mechitza. In the halachic entity called mechitza, we need pure mechitza, which could be either a tail, which is called gidud, or it could be mechitza, which is some sort of partition that he structures, but we cannot integrate the shear of 10 tfachim in height by having half of it gidud and the other half mechitza. We can have a tail that's gavah eser tfachim. We can have a mechitza that's gavah asar tfachim. But we cannot have 5 and 5. So the Gemara raises the following objection, which we saw on Yom Chamishi, but let's see it again. Meisve, the Braisa says, Shtei chatzeros zu lemala mizu. So one chatzer is the chatz Elyona, one is the chatz HaTachtona. Elyona gavoa min HaTachtona asar tfach. This is a classic case of a partition of a mechitza. It's made of gidud, because the ground level is 10 tfachim above the lower chatzer. O sheyesh bo gidud chamisha u'mechitza chamisha. However, the Braisa says explicitly that I can integrate both 5 tfachim of gidud with 5 of mechitza. This is clearly against Rav Chisda. And the Braisa gives you two options in such a case, meaning if you want to set it up such that you can carry from one chatzit to the other, then ma'arvim shnayim, V'ein ma'arvim echad. The Braisa says that since this mechitza, which is an integration of 5 gidud and 5 mechitza, is a valid mechitza, therefore it separates the two chatzeros, and each chatzer will need its own eruv. Meaning, if you have two chatzeros, one opens into the other, and you want to carry out from your house through your chatzer into your neighbor's chatzer, then for that, you need an Erev Chatzeros, and that'll allow you to carry from your house to the neighbor's chatzer. But that's only if there's a Pesach, there's an opening between the two chatzeros. If there's a Mechitza that separates the two chatzeros, then each chatzer is a separate entity. And in order to allow you to carry from your house out to your own chatzer which you share with other neighbors, you will have to set up an Eruv. And the same is true for the other chatzer next door. They have to set up their Eruv. There's no possibility of one single joint Eruv that will allow you to carry from your house into your neighbor's chatzer, because there's a mechitza that separates the two chatzeros, making them into two different reshuyos. And therefore, Ein Ma'arvin Echad means that they cannot join together and set up one common mechitza for both chatzeros, because there's a mechitza that separates the two. Pachos Mikan. If, let's say, the combined mechitza of Gidud and mechitza is less than 10 tfachim, now you don't have a mechitza that separates the two chatzeros. So one chatzer opens into the other chatzer. is then ma'arvim echad. They can make one joint eruv. The ein ma'arvim shnayim. They cannot separate as two independent chatzeros to set up their each their own eruv, because that's impossible, because there is no mechitza that separates the two. But clearly, we see from this brisa that gidud chamisha mechitza chamisha mitztarfin. How do we reconcile this brisa with Rav Chisda? Omar Rava, Moder Rav Chisda betachtona hoil veroa pnei asara. Rava sets up a theory of relativity, as we called it last week. And it depends from what perspective you're looking at this combination of Gidud and Mechitza. If you're in the Chatzer HaTachtona, what you see as you perceive the separation between your Chatzer HaTachtona and your neighbor's Chatzer Elyona is 10 Tfachim. That's a combination of Gidud and Mechitza. And that's called, in the language of Rava, Hoil Veroa Pnei Asara. So that, according to Rava's reinterpretation, Rav Chisda, who disqualified the combination of Gidud and Mechitza, was talking about the Chatzer HaElyona. The Chatzer HaElyona only sees a Mechitza of 5 Tfachim that separates the Elyona from the Tachtona. So therefore, when the Brisa says that in the case of Gidud Chamisha and Mechitza Chamisha, each one needs its own Eruv, that's addressing the Chatzer HaTachtona. Because the Chatzer HaTachtona sees and has a Mechitza that separates it from the Chatzer HaElyona. Therefore, it needs its own Eruv. It cannot join together with the Chatzer HaElyona as one Eruv. However, Rav Chisda never said that Gidud Chamisha and Mechitza Chamisha cannot be mitztaref vis-a-vis the Tachtona. He only meant vis-a-vis the Elyona. What do I mean? The Elyona, from his perspective, only sees, as we said before, the Mechitza. And therefore, when he looks towards his right or to his left, to the lower chatzer, the only mechitza he sees is 5 tefachim. And in that case, we consider it as if there's no mechitza between him and the chatzer tachtona. Now, the Gemara, based on Rava's statement and his reinterpretation of Rav Chisda, is going to offer the following repercussions. That although the tachtona, having a mechitza, a full-fledged, bona fide mechitza separating it from the Elyona, will require its own Eruv, but that the Elyona should be able to have an Eruv with the Tachtona, because there is no mechitza that separates the Tachtona from the Elyona. Again, let's just formulate it. With regard to the Tachtona, there's a mechitza that separates the Elyona from the Tachtona. But from the perspective of the Elyona, there's no mechitza that separates the Tachtona from the Elyona. So the Gemara now calculates the repercussions. Ihachi, if this be the case, then when the Braisa formulates Gidud Chamisha u'mechitza Chamisha de mitztarfin, and we view them together as one valid mechitza, and that's only as far as the Tachtona, because the Tachtona, says Rav in interpreting Rav Chisda, is Roa Pnei Hasara. And yet the Braisa makes a flat statement that if you have these two Chatzeros, and there's a Gidud of Chamisha and a Mechitz of Chamisha that separates them, then Ma'arvim Shnaim Ve'em Ma'arvim Echad. Which means that the only possibility of a joint Eruv, there is, actually, let's put it this way, there is no possibility of a joint Eruv. The only possibility of an Eruv is called Shnayim, Ma'arvim Shnayim Ve'ein Ma'arvim Echad. There's no joint Eruv, there's only a separate Eruv. this should be addressing the Tachtona, because as far as the Tachtona is concerned, since it has a mechitza that separates it from the Elyona, it becomes an independent Rishus, an independent Chatzer, and it could set up its own Erev. And Lo Te'arev Echad, which means that the Tachtona does not have the luxury of uniting, of integrating with the Elyona to form one single Erev, because the Elyona is off bounds, so to speak, out of bounds. It's in a different Rishus that's separated from the Tachtona by a bona fide Mechitza. So Lo Te'arev Echad. I understand that the Tachtona cannot set up a joint Eruv with the Elyona in order to replace its need for its own personal Chatzer, to allow the Batim in that Chatzer Tachtona to carry out to the Chatzer. And that's called Tachtona Te'arev Shnayim V'lo Te'arev Echad. However, if we take the position of Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda is going to now apply to the Elyona, because the Elyona only has five tfachim of mechitza, is then the din, as far as the Elyona should be, Elyona lo te'arev. The Braisa makes a flat statement, unqualified, that te'arev shnayim v'lo te'arev echad, which means that each Eru, each Chatzer, independently, respectively, will make its own Eruv. That's not true. As far as the Elyon is concerned, there's no possibility of any Eruv whatsoever. Why? Because the paradox is that the Elyona is part and parcel of the Tachtona. Because from the perspective of Elyona, since there's only five Tfachim of Mechitza, it is now integrated into one larger chatzah that includes the Tachtona. So therefore it doesn't have the possibility of setting up its own Eruv. Because setting up its own Eruv would be equivalent to, let's say, five families living, sharing one chatzah, and four out of the five join the Eruv, but one refuses to join the Eruv. You have to have a unanimous participation in the chatzah, in the Eruv Chatzeros. And here, the Elyona is totally dependent upon the Tachtona, and cannot set up its own Eruv, because if the Tachtona are not part of that Eruv, then it's like, as we said before, a Chatzar, not everyone 100% participates in the Eruv. Now you might ask a different question. Okay, the Elyona could not create its own Eruv, but at least let it create an Eruv together with the Tachtona, and have one joint Erev of both of them, because after all, from the perspective of the Elyona, there's no Mechitza that separates it from the Tachtona. That's also impossible, because the Tachtona cannot possibly join in such an Erev, because Tachtona is separated as a separate Rishus by virtue of the Mechitza, because it's Roa Pnei HaMechitza, and therefore, Roa Pnei Asara, I should use that term, is therefore the paradox is that from the Elyona is in a no-win situation. Lo te'arev klal, lo echad v'lo shnayim. The Braisa makes a flat statement that in this case, because of the tziruf between the gidud chamisha and the mechitza chamisha, is ma'arvim shnayim, each chatzah needs its own eruv. But now we're coming to an interpretation of this Braisa based on Rava's defense of Rav Chisda, that there's no possibility on the part of the Elyona to make any Eruv whatsoever. This would be an interesting quiz question. You know, if you were firing a student who wanted to get Smich and Eruv in, ask him for a situation in which a Chatzah cannot make an Eruv Chatzeres. And he would have to quote a case of Gidud Chamisha, Mechitza Chamisha, with the Elyona, according to Rav Chisda, the way Rav understood Rav Chisda. And if he knows the answer to that question, you can give him smicha and erevin. This is a very fascinating situation. I mean, it's not a happy situation from the perspective of Elyona, because that basically closes the door, literally, on the possibility of any Bnei Elyona to carry anything out of their doors, out into their chotzer. Because they share that chotzer together with the Tachtona, because from the perspective of Elyona, based on Rav Chisda, there is no mechitza that separates the Elyona from the Tachtona. But the Bnei HaTachtona cannot participate in that one joint Erev because they are in a different Rishus. They are separated by the mechitza, which is a mechitza Sheroes Pnei Asara. They can't join into an Erev with the Elyona. So how did the Braisa make this flat statement, unqualified, that Ma'arvim Shnayim, that's not really true. What do you mean Ma'arvim Shnayim? That's not right. They can be Ma'arvim Shnayim, but only Echad Min HaShnayim, meaning only the Tachtona can make its own Erev, but not the Elyona. Okay, believe it or not, this is the easy part of the sugya. Now the going gets a little bit rougher.
What? Why do you look at it subjectively from the point of view of each of the people? Why don't you look at it objectively at the reality? I mean, it sounds pretty silly that one guy says there's a machizia, the guy says not. From their perspective, they're both right. But what is the reality? The reality is you have half and half, and there is a mechitza. There is a...
Right, but there's a t'nai. There's another condition that Rav Chisda says. You might have a mechitza, but it's got to be a mechitza nires. Do you remember like we discussed, if you have gagos, you know, one flows into the other,
right,
so you don't see the mechitza between the gagos. You remember?
It's
here
nires,
also, I don't see the mechitza, because I'm up on top.
Objectively, the reality, it shouldn't depend on who is looking at it, from which perspective. One's looking at it, he sees 10. The other one's looking at it, he sees 5. But the reality is that there is 10.
But again, you have to be able to see it from your chatzar. I'll give you another example where we found this. Do you remember the case of Gifufe? You had a chatzar ktana that flows into a chatzar gedola. So from the perspective of the gedola, I see mechitzos that separate the gedola from the ktana, but the ktana is completely parts into the gedola. But wait a minute, the reality is that there are mechitzas there. Nobody denies that. But there's another condition in the mechitza that you have to be standing in a chatz and you have to be able to perceive the mechitzas. There are many cases where you have mechitzas, but nobody can see those mechitzas. Or some people can't see the mechitzas, some people don't see the mechitzas. You know, it'd be interesting to take this Gemara and, you know, try to make it into a whole Eon Shir, you know, on Hilchas Mechitzos, what constitutes and when does the halacha recognize the mechitzos?
Conceptually, we're talking about not the Chetza itself, but how, from the Gafra's point of view, how they particularly view it.
Right.
So that is the definition then of Mechitza. I mean, it's not.
Right. I mean, we're adding another element into the equation. You know, it's very strange. You know, Reuven's standing on one side of the mechitza, he sees the mechitza. Shimon can't possibly see the mechitza. For Reuven, it's a mechitza, but for Shimon, it's not a mechitza.
So conceptually,
yeah, I know. Welcome to Erev in 1.1. You know, it's like, you know, it's like we're learning a whole. You know, I'm reminded of the Daf Yomi. In the Daf Yomi we had here in Erevin, that Rav comes up with a certain gzera. You may recall that if we have two chatzeros and one chatzer has its own eruv and the other does not, and Rav says we're not going to allow you to carry from one chatzer to the other because you might carry out kalim from your bias into the chatzer. So Rav Yochanan says to him, who whispered this into your ear? Mi leichach. That's the language of Rav Yochanan. I'll tell you the truth, honestly. Again, this is a side comment. I'll get into deep trouble if you quote me on this. Erevin is, to me, is a whole nother world. The whole Masechta from beginning to end is just, you know, the Sfaras Chachamim. You know, I'd love to do a word search for the word minolan or minane mili in Masechta Erevin. Maybe it shows up once or twice, but only for sugyas that really belong to a different Masechta, not Erevin. You remember the phrase bada mi libo? You know, he created it from his head. So mi lachshecha, Rabbi Yochanan says, who whispered to you? You know, you're instituting your own gzeres? It's a very interesting Masechta. I'm telling you, it's a It works with and operates with its own rules and regulations. It beats to its own tune. This whole Masechta Erev. Again, this is my first exposure to Erev. You know. Anyway, let's see what goes on. Now we're in trouble, because according to Rava's interpretation of Chizda, we now have a situation where the upper chatzer is out in the cold. No possibility of setting up an Erev Chatzeros. Not an internal Erev Chatzeros, and certainly not an Erev Chatzeros with a joint effort with the Chatzah Tachtonah. And that's against the Brisa. Omar Rabba Bar Ula Kigon Shahoisa HaChatzer Ha'el Yona, I'm adding the word HaChatzer here, HaChatzel Yona Megufefes Ad Eser Amos. Okay. Now, Megufefes, you remember, is a word that's used to describe end mechitzas, partial mechitzas on each end that go one towards the other, but in the middle, between them, there's open space. So what we have now is the possibility of connecting those two gifufim, and by joining them together, we make them into one long mechitza. Again, this is all in the abstract halachas of mechitzas. But as long as it's less than 10 amos, it's kind of, if I can use this term, it's a parallel to lavud. Just like in lavud, you have two parts of a mechitza and you can combine them because it's less than three tvachim. Here in the case of an opening between two chatzeros, if there's gifufin on each side, and the distance that opens up between these two gifufim on both ends is less than eser amos, then we view it as a valid mechitza. Now, in this case, the mechitza itself is a full-fledged 10 tefachim mechitza. You'll only see the 10 tefachim if you look at the gifufim, because between these two gifufim, you have an open space. So what you now have is the following. According to this Ukimta of Rabba Bar Ula, you have, let's take it from the perspective of the Elyona. From the perspective of the Elyona, you now have on both, right? So I'm looking from the Elyona towards the Tachtona, I get to the, you know, that drop over there. And when I get to that drop, what I see on my left is a mechitza. What I see on my right is a mechitza. What I see straight in front of me is open air. And it's open space that is less than 10 amos. No, let's call it 9.9 amos. Okay, now what happens? From the perspective of the Tachtona, you have Gidud of 5 Tfachim. You have a Mechitza of 5 Tfachim. But from the perspective of the Elyona, you have a full-fledged Mechitza of 10 Tfachim. So what happens now? Now, since the Elyona has 10 tefachim of mechitza, it has the option of creating its own eruv. Because from the perspective of the Elyona, you have a full-fledged mechitza that separates it from the Tachtona, setting up the Elyona as an independent chotzer. Now let's look at the Tachtona. The Tachtona has 5 tefachim of gidud and 5 tefachim of mechitza. When I say 5 tefachim, I mean because the chatzar tachtona has that opening that separates it, you know, the airspace between the tachtona and the elyona. And at that point, where there's airspace, where the pesach is, there's 5 tefachim of mechitza. Well, what I'm going to do now in this case is, since the Tachtona is Roe Pnei Asara, as we said before in Rava, therefore the Tachtona has a Mechitza that separates it from the Elyona. The Tachtona can make its own Mechitza, and the Elyona can make its own Mechitza. The Tachtona can make its own Mechitza because it's Roe Pnei Asara, and because we integrate, even according to Rav Chisda, the five of Gidud together with the five of Mechitza. The Elyona can make its own Mechitza, its own Erev, because it has a full-fledged Mechitza of Gifufi of 10 Tfachim on both sides, with a Pesach that's 9.9 Amos. And now we can justify the Braisa, that the Braisa says, Ma'arvim Shnayim V'yem Arvin Echad. Obviously it's Eim Arvin Echad, because from both perspectives you have a Mechitza that separates the two Chatzeros. But now at least we understand how the Elyona could set up its own personal Mechitza. And that is because it has a full-fledged Mechitza of Asara Tfachim. The Gemara still is not happy. Why? Because we have to read not only the Reisha of the Braisa, we have to read the Seifa of the Braisa. Ihochi Ema Seifa. Pachos Mikan. If there's less than the full Asara Tfachim in the Seifa. In other words, what we have is a Gidud that's less than five Tfachim, and therefore the entire Mechitza, which is a tzir of Gidud and Mechitza, is less than 10 Tfachim, is then Ma'arvim Echad V'yei Ma'arvim Shnayim. Now, that's wonderful from the perspective of the Tachtona, because if the Tachtona is Pachos Mikan, and therefore, let's say the Gidud is 4 Tvachim, and the Mechitza is 5 Tvachim, you only have a Mechitza of 9 Tvachim, and therefore there's nothing separating it, so therefore Ma'arvim Echad. But let's go back to the Elyona. How could the Elyona possibly participate in this Eruv? The Elyona has the Gifufe on both sides of 10 Tvachim. So even if the Gidud in the Sefer the Braisa was diminished below 5 Tfachim, which would facilitate or allow the Tachtona to join in a Mechitza, joint Mechitza with the Elyona, and that justifies the language of the Braisa Ma'arvim Echad, but how could the Elyona participate in that Mechitza when the Elyona is separated from the Tachtona by a full-fledged Mechitza of 10 Tfachim? And the Gemara says, Iboy ha-chad ti'ariv, Iboy trei ti'ariv. Let me just see what that means. 1 second. I'm just going to read it. Madua reinispar sheyesh lechatz elyona mechitza gemura. Is therefore iboy chad ti'arev, iboy trei ti'arev im rotzu dayori achatzeros ya'arvu beineim eruv echad. Me'ach v'yicholim heim litztarif al yidei ha-pesach shev mechitza. Just 1 second. I think, just 1 second, you have to read this with a question mark. Just 1 second, give me a minute. Iboy chad ti'arev. Iboy chad ti'arev. Iboy trei ti'arev. What's it, dayori achat seros? Im yirtzu dayori achatzeros ya'arvush b'neihem. Eruv Echad. Wait, what does that mean, Eruv Echad? Just 1 second. Again, Pachos Mikan, the Arvim Echad, the Ein Ma'arvim Shnayim. Ein Ma'arvim Shnayim, because the Elyona has a Mechitza of Asara. The Tachton, on the other hand, does not have a Mechitza of Asara. So therefore, it could be mitztarif to the Eruv of the Elyona. Oh, 1 second. Is Pachos Mikan. Oh, Pachos Mikan is Ein Ma'arvim Shnayim. Now I got it. Sorry. There's another rule, another halach in Eruvin, that if you have two chatzeros, absolutely separate one from the other, meaning each chatzer has its own mechitzos, but there's a Pesach between the two mechitzos, then they have two options. They can either, so to speak, verify, no, that's not the word I need. They can even recognize the mechitzos, and if they recognize the mechitzos, they break away one from the other, and each one sets its own Eruv, or they can recognize the Pesach between these mechitzos, and that integrates them into one large chatz, and they can set up one Eruv. So therefore, if there's an opening of, let's say, 9.9 tfachim in the middle of this gifufe, then the two chatzeros now have both alternatives. They can either set up separate Erevin, or they can be ma'ariv together. The Brisa says, in the case of pachos mi chamisha, meaning there's less than five in gidud, the Brisa says ma'arvim echad, but the ein ma'arvim shnayim. What do you mean ein ma'arvim shnayim? Why can't they each set up their own eruv? I'm sorry. Why do you insist that each one has its own Eruv? Why can't they join together by virtue of the Pesach in one joint Eruv? Again, if I managed to confuse you, I apologize. I was missing a point, but now it should be clear. He says the following, that If the Brisa says pachos mikan, meaning if you don't have asara tfachim in the area of the Pesach, which means that either the gidu is less than five or the mechitzas, even if the gidu is five, the mechitzas less than five, whatever it is, it comes up to 9.9 tfachim. Then the Brisa says ma'arvim echad. The aim of Arvin Shnayim, which means that they each set up their own Eruv, and there's no opportunity for them to have a joint Eruv. So the Gemara objects and says, why can't they have a joint Eruv? Since they're two Chatzeros, and there's a Pesach between the two Chatzeros, they have the option, if they so choose, to set up one joint Eruv. I'll just read it one more time. Arvin Shnayim. Yesh lechatz elyona mechitza gemura. Is that din no say? The boy chad ti ore. What's it? Right? Omar Rabba bere de Rava kigon. Shenifritza tachtona bimloa lelyona. So we're talking about a case where the tachtona is not as wide as the elyona. Now we said that there were 10 amos. Just one second. Right? Ein berochva ela osan eser amos shekeneged pischa shel elyona. Nimtza shim ein sham mechitza begova asorat fachim hari achotza tachtona putza bimlo elyona. I'm not sure what he means. Ein berochva ella eser amos. I would say bedafka eser. I'm going to read what ella. I don't know what he means. Ein ella. That the language bothers me. But he says that in such a case, since there's eser amos, then the chatz tachtona is prutza b'mlo l'yona. The osrim dayore hal yona al dayore tachtona. So again, we have a case here of chatz gedola shenifetzal ketana, and we say that the gedola is muteris, the ketana is asura, and they must set up an eruv chatzeros, one chotze to the other. So what's the teretz now of Rabba? When the Braisa says pachos mikan, mi arvim echad, they need a joint eruv. Ah, we're talking about a case of a pirza of eser amos. Until now it was 9.9 amos. Now it became 10 amos. And that's the lashon of the Gemara, nifritza bimloa. Nifritza bimloa means it's got an opening of 10 amos. Once the 10 amos, that's called a pirza. That's called nifritza. If it's nifritza, then the chatzah tachtona is asur. In other words, they can't carry from their houses out into the chatzer, because that's the din that we said, that chatzah gedola is nifritza. If the ketana is nifritza into the gedola, then the ketana cannot carry out into its chatzer. And it's an eruv chatzer is not going to do the trick unless they join together with the elyona. And now we understand why the Braisa says ma'arvim echad, the ein ma'arvim shnayim, meaning that from the perspective of the tachtona, insofar as now it's also a ketana that's prutza legamri to elyona, to the gedola, it doesn't have the option of joining. Of setting up its own eruv. That's called ein ma'arvim shnayim, because the chatzah gedola, which is called the Elyona in this context, generates an Isra on the Chatzah Ketana. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's the case, that the Chatzah Ketana is not as wide as the Gedola, so it becomes Chatzah Ketana, which is Prutza to the Gedola, is then Tachtona Chad Ti'arev, Tre Lo Ti'arev. I understand why the tachtona is desperately dependent upon the elyona, and that's called chad ti'arev. They have to make an eruv together with the dayorim in the elyona. Tre lo ti'arev. There's no possibility for the tachtona to create its own eruv, because that's a case, as we said before, of a ketana that's prutza legamri to the gedola. But elyona, we should give the Elyona an additional option of setting up its own Erev, because it has 10 Tfachim, E boy to Arev to Arev. It could join, E boy Chad Ti'arev, let me skip for a minute. If it could join together with the Tachtona in one common Erev, but it also has the option of E boy Tre Ti'arev. Because the Chatzah Gedola, in and of itself, is muteres. The Chatzah Ketana does not generate an Iser on the Chatzah Gedola, which is the Elyona. And therefore the Elyona could set up its own Erev. That's called Tre Ti'arev. So why does the Braisa say, in this case, Ma'arvim Echad, the Ein Ma'arvim Shnayim, that there's no option of each one setting up its own Erev? I understand that from the perspective of the Tachtona, which is now a Chatzah Ketana, it cannot set up its own Erev, but why do you say flat, Ein Ma'arvim Shnayim, that neither Chatzah could set up its own Erev? That's not true. The Elyona can set up its own Erev. Gemara answers in Hachinami, this is the way we're going to conclude that the Bnei Elyona could actually set up their own Erev. Ay, v'chiktani. The Braisa says, how are you going to fit this into the language of the Braisa? Pachos mikan ma'arvim echad v'ein ma'arvim shnayim, which implies that there's no validity to each chatzah setting up its own individual Erev. That's not true. The Elyona could set up its own Erev because the chatzah gedola. And the answer is, atachtona. What the Braisa is referring to, this is a restriction in understanding the Braisa, when it says Ein Ma'arvim Shnayim, it means the Tachtona does not have the opportunity to set up its own Eruv, because it's a Chatzah Ktana Prutza L'Gdola. So all this is Rav Chisda. Dorash Mereimar, Gidud Chamisha, Mefitza Chamisha, Mitztarfin. Mereimar disagrees with Rav Chisda, and he holds he could be Mitzaref, both a Gidud of Chamisha and a Mechitza of Chamisha. Ashkechei Ravina L'Rav Acha Brei D'Rova Amalei. So Ravina asks Rav Acha, Tani Mar Midi B'Mechitza Amalei Lo. So I couldn't figure this out. I don't know. The Gemara just tells us that Ravina asked Rav Acha if he heard anything about Mechitza and he knew Halachas. And he answered no. I don't know why that adds to my understanding of the Talmud. But anyway, the final conclusion of this whole sugya is Hilchasa. We passing like Mereimar against Rav Chisda and Gidud Chamisha Mechitza Chamisha Mitztarf. Boy, Rav Oshia, Diurim Aboyim B'Shabbos Ma'u She'i Oser. What happens if people join the Chotzer on Shabbos? What do you mean they join the Chotzer on Shabbos? How do they join the Chotzer? Such that now an Erev Chatzeris that we made on Erev Shabbos is no longer valid because we have new residents over here. So the answer is that what happened is you had a Kosel that stood between two Chatzeris that were contiguous one to the other. As long as the Kosel stands, they are two independent Chatzeros and each Chatzer has a valid Erev. But if on Shabbos the Kosel falls down, Humpty Dumpty, right, it falls down on Shabbos, now they're all living in one Chatzer. So in effect you have new residents on the block, you know, in this Chatzer, and they didn't participate in the Eruv. Meaning the Dayorim of one Chatzer were not part of the Eruv together with the Dayorim of the other Chatzer. So as long as there was a Kosel between them, fine. And that's what they did on Erev Shabbos. But now on Shabbos morning, lo and behold, they wake up to a new reality and the Kosel is down. And now they're all in effect in one large Chatzer. Can we still carry from the bias into the Chatzer? Can we rely on an Eruv, which if this situation today existed, Erev Shabbos going into Shabbos, it would not be a valid Eruv? Om Rav Chisda Toshma, I'm going to prove this from a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Chotza Hagdola, Shenifritza L'Ktana, Hagdola Muteres, V'Ktana Asurim, V'nei Shehi, Kepischa Shel Gedola. So when Rav Chisda quotes this Mishnah, he thinks that the Mishnah is dealing with a case where the Kosel fell down on Shabbos itself. That's the way he understands the word Nifritza. So now the Dayorim in each one of these two Chatzeros, and Erev Shabbos, since there was a Kosel that separated the two Chatzeros, they could each carry based on the individual Erev that each one of the two Chatzeros created. Now, it's Nifritza. And once it's Nifritza, it says Haktana Asura, which means that the Chatz HaGdola generates an Isra on the Ktana. So let's derive from this that the situation of the Ktana changes the moment that there's a Pirtza in the Kosel. And I'm not going to say that since on Erev Shabbos the Kosel was, you know, Sholei Mubari, therefore even now that there's a Pirtza in the Kosel, I can still rely on that Eruv. No. The Mishnah says that if the Eruv is dependent upon the Kosel that separates the two Chatzeres, such that each Chatzer set up its own Eruv. Now the Kosel is down, and they can no longer carry and rely on this Eruv. Amar Rabba, Rabba says there's no proof of the Mishnah. Amar, we can interpret the Mishnah as Mibod Yom Nifritza, that the Pirtza took place not on Shabbos, but on Erev Shabbos. And Nifritza Chatz HaGdola Ktana took place on Erev Shabbos, and therefore the Chatz HaGdola generates an Isra on the Chatz HaKtana. Omalei Abaye lo tema mar emar. Why do you say emar? The word emar, Rabba, that you said, indicates we will say, or let us say, as if It's a possibility. You should have said Elavadai Mibod Yom Nifritza. Meaning you should have made an absolute statement with total certainty that in the Mishnah the Pirtza took place on Erev Shabbos. Because if the Pirtza took place on Shabbos, then we're going to say that the Erev still remains valid for the entire Shabbos. Damar hu diomar, because after all, you yourself, Rabbah, told us the following. Boy mine mi Rav Huna, u boy mine mi Rav Yehuda. So Rabbah had asked the same question to both Rav Huna and to Rav Yehuda. Erev derech ha-Pesach, v'nistam ha-Pesach. So you had two chatzeres that were separated by an opening, and they joined together in one Erev. And then nistam ha-Pesach, on Shabbos, there was a mini avalanche, and it completely covered up the Pesach. Or, alternatively, Erev derech halon, they had a window between the two chatzeres, with nistam ha-chalon. On Shabbos, there was an avalanche, and they shuttered up the chalon. It was absolutely closed up. Mal, what's the din in this case? We have, in effect, two chatzeres with a kosel that's 10 tefachim separating them. The only thing that connected these two chatzeres was that in the kosel there was either a Pesach or a chalon, and that allowed us to see them as one continuous chatzer to allow for one Erev of the two chatzeres together. And that's because they can go from one chatz to the other through the Pesach or through the Chalon. But now there's no Pesach and there's no Chalon. How could that Erev that they made together on Erev Shabbos be valid today? Should we say now that since the law would require that each chatz set up its own Erev, and they didn't do so, therefore the game is over and you can't carry? The Omar Li and Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda both responded in the same way. Shabbos came in Shehutra, Hutra. That since at the onset of Shabbos there was a Pesach or a Chalon that integrated the two Chatzeres such that one joint Erev is valid, the fact that reality changed during the course of Shabbos is irrelevant. That's called Kevan Shehutra Hutra. Once the Chatzeros had the Heter to be metalta from one chutzah to the other at the time of the onset of Shabbos, they had a Pesach or a Chalon that connected them, then that heter will apply for the entire balance of Shabbos. Even if nistam, even if it gets closed up on Shabbos, with the Pesach or the Chalon in that case, the Erev is not butter. We will maintain the kashrus, the reliability of this Erev, and they can continue and carry from one chatzah to the other. That's called Shabbos, Kevan Shehutra, Hutra. Now, I'm just thinking out loud, this reminds me a little bit of the laws of Muktzah. I mean, there goes L'chumra. I wonder if there's any similarity whatsoever. If you have Muktzah on Erev Shabbos, even if the reason why it's Muktzah is removed on Shabbos, nevertheless, it remains mukta. That's keva holvis katzoy l'menashmos katzoy l'kuli yom. I do think that there's a similarity here. We're viewing the Shabbos as one indivisible kedusha sayom. It's one entity of kedusha sayom from beginning to end. And that which is mukta at the onset of Shabbos remains mukta for the entire Shabbos. And that erev which is matir tiltul in a chotzer, or in this case, from one chatzah to the other chatzah, that heter is chal, not just for those moments that the heter should be chal. Even if the sibas heter is gone, the heter continues to be valid for the entire balance of Shabbos. We view all of Shabbos as one indivisible entity. Now, it comes out that Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda both subscribe to the position, to the principle of Shabbos, Kevan Shehutra, Hutra. And therefore, if we go back to our Mishnah, and there was Nifritza Chatzer on Shabbos. So it means that on Erev Shabbos, each chatzer, the Gdola and the Ketana, had its own valid, independent Eruv, because, no, I'm sorry, just the other way around. Going into Shabbos, there was one Eruv that combined the Chatzah Agdol and the Chatzah Ketana into one entity, because there was a Chalon or a Pesach that joined them together. That Eruv is now valid for the entire 24 hours of Shabbos, regardless of whether that Pesach or that Chalon still exists. And even though it's Nifritz on Shabbos, and now you have a situation in which the Chatzah Ketana is completely parutz to the Chatzah Gdola, that should generate an Iser, but we're not going to generate an Iser because the Eruv was Matir on Erev Shabbos for the entire 24 hours of Shabbos. So therefore, Abai says to Rabbah, why do you say Amar? Why do you use the word Amar? You should have used the word Vadai. Itma Kosel Shevein Shnei Chatzeros Shenofal. It fell on Shabbos. So what happened over here? There was a Kosel. There was no Pesach, no Chalon in the Kosel, which means that each Chatzer had to set up its own Eruv. Now it falls on Shabbos. Okay, Rav Omar, Ein Mitaltel Bo Ela Arba Amos. Which means that now the Eruv is Batel. Why? Because on Erev Shabbos, there was a Kosel. Based on that Kosel, they were allowed, and they in fact made separate Eruvin for each Chatzin. Now Nafal the Shabbos, it falls on Shabbos. So those separate Eruvin, says Rav, are neither valid. Neither of them are valid. Because the entire predicate of the validity of those Eruvin was that you had a Kosel separating, and therefore each Chatzah made its own Eruv. But now the Kosel is no longer there. It fell on Shabbos. So that individual Eruv of each Chatzah respectively is completely invalid, because now it's one large happy Chatzah. So Rav says in this case, a metaltel bo ela bi arba amos. Once the mechitzos, or the kosa we should say, was nifratz, nafal, now the two chatzers open one into the other. It's one large chatzah, as we said before. And that eruv, or those two eruvin that each chatzah set up separately, is no longer valid. And therefore we have two chatzeros and osrim zel zeh. Rav obviously rejects the principle of hol v'hutra, hutra. Okay, that's Rav. Just one second. So obviously, there are two things really that you can point out of here. Number one, according to Rav, in this case where the Kosel falls on Shabbos, you would not be allowed to carry from your homes into the Chatzer. And in addition, you wouldn't be allowed to carry within the Chatzer itself. Just one second. That's not really true. Within the Chatzer, Caleb, wait 1 second. Why shouldn't he be able to carry within the chatzer? Afal pisha komos with the tongue finish. Oh, shechavt shavtu b'chatzer. Ena dvar melos b'chatzer regila she'ein bo elrishus achas. But kan yesh tei chatzeros she'ein shtei rishuyos. Right, and now nifritza. Well, achas vihen l'mokom. Os lefichos osos heim zu al zu. One second. On Erev Shabbos, we had a kosel that separated the two. And therefore what? That two different reshuyos. And now the kosel falls on Shabbos and it's nifritza. So how is that different from a normal case of carrying from one chatzah to the other? Afal bisha kol modim shemutil taltu kelim shosu chatzah. Not sure why you can't carry. I understand that you can't carry from the bayis into the chutz because virtually there's no erev, because whatever erev you set up, it was based on the fact that there was a kosel. So now Rav holds that erev is invalid. But okay, so what? So it's an invalid erev, but why can't you carry from one chatzer to the other? You can't even carry in the chatzer. When do we say that you can carry from one chatzer? Is this because on Erev Shabbos there was a kosel? See, Rashi says about eight lines up from the bottom, Rav lesle hoil, v'hutra hutra. That I understand. And therefore, it should be considered like one chotzer, says Rashi, kichad chotzer, lo mashvinale. We're not going to consider it as one chotzer. That's basically Rashi's asking our question. Why shouldn't we consider it now as one chotzer? The kaimel and chotzer shlo irva divya kol. Oh, he's not asking our question. We were asking, why can he carry from one chotzer to the other? He's asking, why can he carry within his own chotzer? Because we don't need an eruv for that. Kaimalon chotzeshlo irva divyakol mitaltalin besocha keilim sheshofsu beavira. Everybody agrees that I can carry within the chotzer even without an eruv if the mitaltalin were konishvisa in the chotzer. Dahi kula chad reshusahi. Fine. Aval hocha shtei reshuyas haosros zu im zu hayu. Oh, I think he means hayu means on Erev Shabbos, because that's when the kosel was bari, right? It was a healthy kosel. Nimtzeis kol achas putzim lo lamakomos afagav de kaimel kav shimin de chatzeres trus achas hocha bishe irva kol achas li atzma askinon. And since what? Since each one set up the Erev, we have the Gzera of Rav. So you can't carry from one Chatzer to the other. But why can't he carry within the Chatzer? Rav Lesle Hoil, V'Hutra Hutra. Okay, fine. Ukechad Chatzer. Oh. So therefore, Memela, let's consider it as one chotzer. And you're allowed to carry within the chotzer. Chad chotzelo mashvina le. And this is all part of the Rashi's kash. The kaimelon chotzelo irva deria kol metaltim besocha kelim sheshavsu ba'avira. Everybody agrees that you can be metaltel kelim that was shoves in the chotzer. But here Rashi says, since they made an eruv, is therefore shtei reshuyos and nimteis kol achas prutza b'meloa l'mokama osur lo. In other words, again, I think he's saying that Erev Shabbos, going into Shabbos, they set up an Erev, each one, each chotzer independently, and therefore, they now have determined that they have two reshuyos, chaluko zumizu. Right? They didn't make a joint Erev, and they couldn't make a joint Erev, because there was a bona fide kosel that separated the two chatzeros. So now the kosel goes down, let's consider it all as one happy reshus. But the answer is no, that since on Erev Shabbos they had separate Erevin, so they already sort of made a statement, they committed to have two different reshuyos. And once that happens, if they're two different reshuyos, then Rav is going to enact his gzera, and you can't carry from one reshus to the other because there was an Erev. The Erev is no longer valid, but it doesn't matter. The Erev was valid up until this point. All right, Ushmuel Omer, with this we'll conclude here on Daf Tzadi Dal and Amin Aleph. Zeh metaltel ad ikar mechitza, v'zeh metaltel ad ikar mechitza. In other words, the dayorim of each chotzer can take kelim from their batim out to the chotzer until the point, the makom shebo amda mechitza mitchila, till that point where the mechitza stood initially. And that's again, as far as the kelim sheshavsu bebatim are concerned. And Shmuel is applying the principle of holva hutra, hutra. So all the dayorim of each one of these chatzeres is allowed to take the kelim out of his house to the chatzer, but he says ad makom shebo amda mechitza mitchila shemayachav ahuta lehem atiltul sham v'knisa shabbos shuvein nesarim bo biosa shabbos. And on this, there's a footnote here that says v'ainu dafkalin kelim sheshavsu bebatim shenesru b'knisas shabbos betiltul lechatz acheres v'lo huta l'taltel. And this is all Tali and Shmuel Shita in Rabbi Shimon, back on Daf, Tzadi Aleph, Amud Aleph. So, Blinetta, tomorrow we'll pick it up here on the top of Tzadi Dalet.